For it uplifts our thoughts, September 9th. Let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud upon their beds. When we have a sense of Christ's sacrifice in our behalf, our lips are turned to the highest, loftiest themes of praise. Music is often perverted to serve purposes of evil, and it thus becomes one of the most alluring agencies of temptation. But, rightly employed, it is a precious gift of God, designed to uplift the thoughts to high and noble themes, to inspire and elevate the soul. As the children of Israel, journeying through the wilderness, cheered their way by the music of sacred song, so God bids His children today gladden their pilgrim life. There are few means more effective for fixing His words in the memory than repeating them in song. And such song has wonderful power. It has power to subdue rude and uncultivated natures, power to quicken thought and to awaken sympathy, to promote harmony of action, and to banish the gloom and foreboding that destroy courage and weaken effort. Amidst the deepening shadows of Earth's last great crisis, God's light will shine brightest, and the song of hope and trust will be heard in clearest and loftiest strains.